You're listening to lgradio.online. Welcome to In the Benny Green Archives.
The Tobias family was so numerous and its activities so overlapping that to this day it's hardly possible to work out which of the family did what on which song. You can see the difficulty the minute you look them up in the reference books. Charles Tobias, Fred Tobias, Harry Tobias, Henry Tobias, all brothers. Well, nearly all brothers. Fred was somebody's son. But at least when the three brothers wrote songs, we should know what they were up to. Not quite. Charles Tobias, composer and author. Harry Tobias, composer and author. Henry Tobias, composer and author. In other words, all three of them wrote words and music. So when they collaborated, who knows how they worked it out? A song done by the three of them would have so many permutations that heaven knows how anybody knew which royalties were whose. For example, there was a good snappy tune accredited to all three of them that turned up in 1929. Most of the big singers did it, including Crosby and Rudy Valley. But how are we to know who was responsible for which part of the song? The credits simply read Tobias, Tobias and Tobias. It's a bit like the old Henderson the Silver Brown problem, only worse. At least we know that Ray Henderson only wrote music. In this case, all three wrote everything and anything. And they all answered to the same name. Imagine being a song publisher and calling out for Tobias to come in. And there before your very eyes were three of him. But it probably wasn't like that. You see, Charlie and Henry were publishers too. So all they had to do was to face themselves. Anyway, I've always found this next song to work very well when a good singer sings it. And as for the credits, well, I suppose we might as well just say Tobias's and leave it at that. I'm sure the Tobias's did.
Think of me, lonely me. Thinking of you and trying to smile away all of my tears. But by and by, you and I, we'll start anew. We'll know again those happy years. Cause I miss you since you went away, dear. Miss you more than I can say, dear. Daytime, nighttime, nothing I do can make me forget the way that I still love you. Kiss you in my dreams, I kiss you. Whispering, oh darling, how I miss you. Tell me, do you ever miss me? Lord, as I miss you. Darling, how I miss you. Well, tell me, do you ever miss me as I miss you? Do you ever miss me as I miss you?
was the late, great Dinah Washington singing Miss You, one of several songs written by Tobias, Tobias and Tobias. The one small clue which may not mean too much is that one reference book says that Harry Tobias wrote only the words, but I don't see how they can vouch for that unless they were there at the time, and there were so many Tobiases in the room, there couldn't have been much space for anybody else. What is amazing is that with all those brothers to choose from, Harry often wrote with outsiders. One of his partners was a man called Roy Ingraham, and even he claimed to be a composer and author. But in this case, it seems that Harry wrote mainly the words and Ingraham wrote mainly the music. I don't think what they did together would be very much remembered today by anybody, except for the fact that a little jazz group recorded one of their songs. A very remarkable jazz group. I first heard this next recording in the war years when I acquired an old Vocalion pressing of it, which I guarded with my life. But I'd never so much as heard of the Tobiases. To me, it was a case of the singer, not the song. Although I did rather like the song, there was also the business of the clarinet and trumpet playing.
No regret, although our love affair has gone astray. No regret, I know I'll always care though you're away. Somehow our happy romance ended suddenly. Still in my heart you be. What you say or do, I know our love will linger when the other love forgets. So I say goodbye with no regret.
With an ancient Harry Tobias lyric there, No Regrets, with support from Artie Shaw on clarinet and Bunny Berrigan on trumpet. Now, none of these people was directly committed to the future of the popular song. They were jazz artists hunting very different game. But they all got mixed up with it in the end. Billie Holiday especially recorded, almost by accident, dozens of pretty little songs like No Regrets, which would otherwise have been forgotten. Artie Shaw became the man who rescued Cole Porter's longest song from oblivion by beginning the Begin. In 1937, Warner Brothers made a picture called San Quentin, starring Humphrey Bogart and Anne Sheridan. Now, what convinced Warner Brothers they needed songs for a gangster picture, heaven knows, but they called in Warren and Dubin and got them to write a new song for the picture. Warren and Dubin obliged. It probably took them about 10 minutes. But in songwriting, you don't measure merit with a stopwatch. Does the song work? That's all anybody cares about. The answer to that question is everybody's individual decision. So here for you to make your own mind up is the song that was featured in San Quentin and is performed here by Billie Holiday and some of her friends from the Duke Ellington Orchestra.
Kiss, how could you? know that love is just like apple pie. It's either sweet or tart. You could be the apple of my eye, but you upset the apple cart. I was looking forward to all those little things you didn't do. How could you?
Billie Holiday reminding us that not all the work of Dubin and Warren has remained in the forefront of public interest. The alto saxophone elegiacs were, of course, the work of Johnny Hodges. This next song has a look and sound about it of 60, 70 years ago, maybe even turn of century. But I can't nail it with a date or a direct reference. The composers are Dempsey and Mitchell, and there is a J. Dempsey listed in the ASCAP dictionary who might be our man. James Dempsey, 1876 to 1918, but there's no mention of this next song among his credits. What they do mention, though, sounds like the right sort of stuff. Though your lips belong to others, your heart belongs to me. Just a dream of home, sweet home, that kind of stuff. The song first became known to me through the Johnny Mercer-Bobby Darin duet album, but the version coming up now is a different one.
You know this town is full of guys who think they're mighty wise just because they know a thing or two. Why, you can see them night and day strolling up and down Broadway telling about the wonders they can do. Why, there are card sharks and there are boosters, hustlers and crap shooters. They congregate around the Metropole. Oh, let's do that again. Forget about it. Wearing fancy ties and collars, but where do they get their dollars? They all have got an ace down in the hole. Oh, let's do it dirty now. Some of them write to the old folks for coin. That's their ace in the hole. And there are others with friends on the old Tenderloin. That's their ace in the hole. Now they will brag about trips, yeah, that they're gonna make from Florida up to the North Pole. Yes, a bunch of their nails would be mud, like a chump playing stud. If they lost that whole age, they'd fall flat on their face. If they lost that whole age, it's in the
composed by a couple of old-time cards called Dempsey and Mitchell, but apart from that, nothing. It would be nice to know the date of publication and who popularised it. Anyway, we shall see. Now, I mentioned the Mercer-Darin collaboration just now. I very nearly chose their version of Ace in the Hole. But then while I was weighing it all up, I listened to one or two of the other tracks on the record, and that was fatal. One of the songs reminds us of Mercer's curious ornithological tendencies. His bird songs make quite the list. I think somebody should do an album of them, which would include Mr. Meadowlark, Skylark, and lesser-known oddities like Goose Never Be a Peacock, and this next one, which works out as a kind of miniature dictionary of the birds of the air. I can't think of any other American writer who would have written such a lyric, or even thought of such an idea. The melody was by one of Mercer's oldest professional friends, Bernie Hannigan, and it dates from the days in the 30s when Mercer was still making his way and beginning to impress people with his originality and really amazing virtuosity.
Just listen to the Bob White. He never could sing right.
You should hip him to the latest sound and the talk that's going round.
Well, I was talking to the parakeet, and he said, man, now about that beat.
How about that beat?
Hey, Bob White, ain't you gonna swing tonight?
Several people heard the albatross.
Yes.
Whisper, Robert is on the song.
I know for a fact he's on the wagon.
Bob White, nothing but a neophyte.
John, what does that word mean?
Amateur.
Even the pheasant found it unpleasant hearing you hit that flat note.
Whereas the sparrow froze to his marrow when he heard that note.
The opinion of the tufted grouse is you play to an empty house.
Could happen to anybody.
You could.
Get up off that path. Shape up. Make it dance. Bob White. You gotta sing it out tonight. Take a letter to the meadowlark in reply to his rude remark.
Well, the mails must go through.
Bob White invites you to a bash tonight.
My tux isn't even pressed. Take a wire to the nightingale. I tell him Bob ain't begun to wail. Bob White's gonna put him down for spite.
Circulate the word, call up the catbird, tell that old fat bird he's gonna sing a storm up.
Hip the canary, it'll be scary after the warm-up.
Man, he's even gonna gas the goose. He'll be looser than Dr. Seuss.
Wait a minute, John, do I detect a note of meaning that he's gonna be right in tune?
Man, I'm telling you, he's gonna be on the moon.
I see, Bob White, he's gonna ball it up tonight.
Oh, he's in there.
Oh, he whistles pretty.
Yeah, like a bird.
What?
Here's a wire from the albatross.
Sounds urgent.
It reads, Robert is still the boss.
Well, thank you very much, folks.
Bob White, he was in the groove tonight.
I quote directly from the Whooping Crane. He says, man, it was like insane.
He made it plain.
Bob White really fought a groovy fight. I thought I had him dead in the third round.
Hey, old Papa Redbird, who is the head bird, says you were in there swinging.
He was trying. Even a jackdaw flew out the back door, bucking and winging.
You instigated such a swinging gig that all them quadrupeds want to dig.
Yeah, yeah. You mean,
Here come the moose and elk.
And there goes Lawrence Welk.
Bob White.
Bob White.
Bob White. You really sang it out tonight.
Oh, it's for the birds.
Johnny Mercer singing his own words, aided and abetted by Bobby Darin in the saga of Bob White. Now, having been obliged to do a great deal of research from time to time on the life and works of Cole Porter, I came to the conclusion some time ago that, unlike some writers, most of his obscurities, the neglected items, the songs dropped from shows, the songs never published and never performed, most of them deserved it. I once sat in a room with a piano player for 5 hours, going through 180 of these gems, and in the end, in my opinion, there was only one which was worth saving, a song called Greet to Me, which nobody to my knowledge has yet saved. However, among the published works of Porter, there are a lot of minor songs I wish were better known and more widely used. A song, for instance, from the 1932 show Gay Divorce. Apparently, when Fred Astaire was invited to play the lead in this show, with its weary old plot about fake divorces, he heard this next song and accepted the part instantly. And yet these days you never hear it. It was left out of the Ella Sings Cole Porter songbook, for instance, through sheer pressure of space. But in 1972, the anniversary of Porter's death, Norman Granz issued a new Ella Sings Porter album with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, in which this song was included. So here it is, Safe at Last, Within the Fold.
After you, who could supply my sky of blue? After you, who could I love? After you, why should I take the time to try? For who else could qualify? After you, who hold my hand and swear you never cease to care? For without you there, what would I do? I'd search years, but who else could change my tears into laughter after you? After you, who could supply my sky of blue? After you, who could I love? And after you, why should I take the time to try? For who else could qualify? After you,
Ella Fitzgerald, accompanied by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra with After You, the song that sold the idea of the show The Gay Divorce to Fred Astaire. Interesting, because that was the last time in his life Astaire ever undertook a Broadway show. After that, it was Hollywood all the way. Now, this next recording I've been meaning to play for ages now, for a special reason. I played it once before and was surprised by a storm of letters from people who disputed the information I gave about the song. That information ran something like this. In his book of published lyrics, Noel Coward includes several items from a show written in the early 1950s called Ace of Clubs. He's specific about this and includes among his Ace of Clubs selections the following song, which was introduced to me one day in 1976, when a Mr. Torme, unperturbed by the invasion of his Hollywood home by snoopers like me, told me that this was his favourite Noel Coward song, and then he leapt to the piano and performed it extremely well. After that, of course, I was keen to get a decent recording of it and ended up with one that Torme strongly recommended by Torme. And it is rather well done. But when I played it on the air, people wrote in saying that they remembered the song from the 1920s, from the 1910s, from Grandmother's Day. I even had a few Victorian offers. And yet the tune is unmistakably the one that Coward wrote for the Ace of Clubs show. The lyrics are certainly his. Every interior rhyme, every play on words stresses that. So the confusion remains. Here, in the meantime, just to stir things up, is Mel Torme's favourite version of Mel Torme's favourite Coward song.
If you like cats, you ought to love this. When it's late and the world is sleeping, our little grey cat, no bigger than that, has a date which she's keen on keeping. No use dissuading her, she's serenading her beau. In the garden below, she sings, oh, won't you chase me, Charlie, chase me, Charlie, over the garden wall. I'd like to wander for miles and miles, wreathed in smiles, out on the tiles with you. Chase me, Charlie, chase me, Charlie, I'll be your all in all. Love in the moonlight can be sublime. Now's the time, Charlie, I'm waiting for you if you'll only climb over the garden wall. Chase me, Charlie, chase me, Charlie, over the garden wall. What do we care if the neighbors shout? Please come out, let's fool about a bit. Chase me, Charlie, chase me, Charlie, don't be afraid to fall. If you'll give in and be gay with me, stay with me, play with me. Any suggestions okay with me over the garden wall? Chase me, Charlie, chase me, Charlie, over the garden wall. Why not give in to the joys of spring? Have a fling, why are you lingering? Chase me, Charlie, chase me, Charlie, this is my final call. Pussycat, pussycat, don't be coy, jump for joy, oi, oi, oi. Straighten your whiskers and attaboy. Over the garden, 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 over the garden.
Bill Tormé performing Chase Me Charlie, written by an old pal just over 30 years ago for a show called Ace of Clubs, but apparently remembered in some form or other in a much earlier setting. Be interesting if we get the same reaction this time. The Tormé album, recorded live at Marty's in New York, has several good things in it, and I can never resist this next one, written by a pair of jokers called Holzer and Shea, and which sounds to me as though it might have come from a show.
This is a kind of a fun jazz waltz I think you'll get a kick out of. Look out now. 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2,
Take a letter, Miss Jones, if you please. Begin it, my dearest Louise. This may not surprise you, but I idolize you, Miss Jones. Please cover your knees. Take a letter, Miss Jones, if you will. Tell her that I've little skill in ways of romancing and dining and dancing, Miss Jones. Please try to sit still. Ah, tell her how much I love her. Hope that she feels the same. My goodness, Miss Jones, I just realized I don't even know your first name. Take a letter and phrase it as such, and give it your own special touch. Reword it, revise it, and capitalize it, Miss Jones. You're really too much. Take a letter, Miss Jones, like you're told, and forgive me if I'm acting bold. You know I never make passes, but without your glasses, Miss Jones, you're a sight to behold. Ah, tell her how much I love her. Tell her how much I care. My goodness, Miss Jones, I really must say, that's exciting perfume you wear. Take a letter, Miss Jones, get it right, and fill it with words of delight. And after you style it, you may as well file it, Miss Jones. You're clear out of sight, Miss Jones. Are you busy tonight? Met Miss Jones.
Thank you.
Mel Torme with the story of the Torrid Secretary, Take a Letter, Miss Jones. Now, what's coming up next, I can't tell too much about, but I'll tell as much as I know. Apparently, around 1953-54, Frank Sinatra did a disc jockey show called To Be Perfectly Frank. It used to last 15 minutes, it went out twice a week from a station in Los Angeles, and the formula was for Sinatra to introduce the top records of the moment. But in each 15-minute show, he would include a brief vocal of his own. The accompanying group was led by Bill Miller, and the result, when you put all the live songs together, I think is a kind of informality which I think more than makes up for the quality of the sound, which that reminds us how far things have come since those days. It's the selection of the material that's often interesting, songs that Sinatra had not recorded commercially at the time and wasn't due for some years yet. Here he is working on a Walter Donaldson Gus Kahn song we've heard before in this show, but not quite anything like this version.
Love me or leave me, let me be lonely. You won't believe me and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the night time the right time for kissing, but night time is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. Tend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. To have it today and to give back tomorrow. My love is your love, there's no love for nobody else. Someone is you, and I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. To have it today and to give it back tomorrow. My love is your love, there's no love for nobody else.
Now, I think the thing to remember about that performance is that here was Sinatra, able to select any song in the world to sing, and every time he goes for the old standards, the songs of his adolescence and young manhood, the songs that he, like all the really great performers, knew very well were timeless. He didn't have to sing them, he could have peddled some current hit that wasn't worth the paper it was written on, but no, he stuck almost every week to the classics. Here he is, almost complaining about the way that this melody won't leave him alone. It won't leave any of us alone.
For no very good reason at all, an old tune has taken up light housekeeping in the Sinatra brain. Brain, he says. The song's been with me for days now, and I think it's time I took it out for a breath of fresh air. Gentlemen?
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why you just do. You never seem to want my romancing. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do. I don't know why like I do. I don't know why, I just do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why, but you do. You never seem to want my romancing. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, but I do.
Frank Sinatra, the singing disc jockey of 30 years ago, when most of the great albums were still before him. Now, how much has the artist changed since then? I don't mean the pat theories about his voice sounding old and his range shrinking and all the rest of the quackery, which really has little or nothing to do with the art. How much of the fundamental approach has changed? Well, little or nothing, I'd say. Time to acknowledge that on March the 12th, 1912, Paul Weston was born. Now, Weston, if you remember, is the man who thinks that Irving Berlin's songs are no good because they're too simple. Paul Weston wrote Shrimp Boats. Enough said. In one of his many guises, Weston at one time led a marauding band called the Hollywood Strings. And here are those strings being pulled in support of Doris Day. And she sings a rather good song written by one of America's most underrated songwriters, Matt Dennis. About 15 months ago, when I was in Los Angeles for a few days, the hotel that I was trying to escape from billed Matt Dennis for that Friday's cabaret. Now, I looked forward greatly to seeing him and hearing him. Well, then Friday came, but Dennis didn't. Nobody explained anything, and I never did get to hear him. Anyway, here is one of his well-remembered songs.
There was a moon out in space, but a cloud drifted over its face. You kissed me and went on your way. The night we called it a day, I heard the song of the spheres, like a minor lament in my ears. I hadn't the heart left to pray. The night we called it a day. Soft through the dark, the hoot of an owl in the sky said, though his song no bluer was he than I. The moon went down, stars were gone, but the sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say.
The Night We Called It a Day, sung there, of course, by Doris Day, with Paul Weston in support. To end this week's program, I have to say that that Mercer Darren album is hanging around in the most tantalizing fashion. The album, one of those one-offs which succeeded brilliantly, had one of the best vaudeville-type duets of the last generation, and the two of them went at it like a couple of old-time hams. But I think that in enjoying this performance, we ought to take note of the vital contribution made to it by the Billy May Band.
Bobby, I was thinking, what about the other side?
What do you mean, the other side? I was born over here.
No, man. I mean the song we started on the other side.
You think the world is ready for it, John?
Yeah.
Billy?
William?
Two of a kind, for your information, we're two of a kind.
Two of a kind, it's my observation, we're two of a kind.
Like peas in a pod
and birds of a feather, alone or together you'll find that we are two of a kind. What's so wrong thinking life is a song and reaching for a star?
Who's to say if we'll go the whole way? At least we got this far.
Sharing our lot, our vittles and viands, we're two of an ilk.
Say, what if we've got rare Chateaubriands or crackers and milk?
Making it plain,
explaining it fully,
we're similarly inclined, because we're two of a kind.
Two of a kind, Bobby Darin and Johnny Mercer. And I think the priceless thing is, of course, that they weren't two of a kind at all. On the contrary, they were representatives of two successive generations, and yet they blended to perfection. That's it. See you same time next week.
Two of a kind. When he's out of rhythm, I'm singing off key.
I never heard you do that, John. Say never you mind, 'cause I'm sticking with him to see above sea.
He's a for me, oh, need we explain? When he warbles sweetly, I'm flat and completely behind, because we're two of a kind. I get kicks when I meet the cute chicks who hang around this lad,
and especially when they whisper to me, hey, honey, who's your dad?
Two of a sort,
like two pomegranates from off the same tree.
I'm with you, sport. Whatever you plan, it's a ghost double with me.
It's a ghost double with you, huh?
Yeah.
I got a terrible thought.
Most frightfully upsetting, and yet we are getting resigned to being two of a kind. We're two of a kind.
We like working single
or working in two.
Keep us in mind, give us a jingle, and we got taps on our shoes.
We'll dance. We're both of us like the Tower of Pisa.
I'm a leaner like a Hisa inclined,
because we're two of a kind.
Because we're two of a kind.
You've been listening to In the Benny Green Archives here on lgradio.online. Please do visit the website to find out when the next episode is on, along with all our other shows. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.